Ben Maller, spokesman for the United Nations mission in Liberia, UNMIL, says the helicopter was on a routine flight from the border with Guinea to the border with Ivory Coast when it went down.
We have received a report from the scene that the crash helicopter has been on fire, and we can confirm 2 members of the crew dead. A third one, we do not really know the condition of the third one, whether this person, this colleague, has survived, if so, in what state.
Maller says investigations have begun into what caused the helicopter, which was carrying cargo, to crash.
Our teams at the crash site, as I speak with you, we also have some of our colleagues from the Bangladeshi contingent there with the medical team. We have also a joint investigation team made up of members of the Liberian Civil Aviation Authority and also UNMIL aviation safety personnel. They have started an investigation into the crash.
Maller says UN helicopters on mission in Liberia have crashed before, but this is the first time there have been casualties. He says as of Friday, the UN is halting all planned flights of these helicopters.
Immediately, the UN mission has grounded all its civilian Mi-8 helicopters until further notice.
15,000 UN peacekeepers have been stationed in Liberia since the end of the nation's civil war in 2003. That number is expected to be drawn down over the next 3 years. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.